The following E-Town program was recorded in early September of this year. Coming to you this week from Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado, it's E-Town on the Road with this week's guests. From Boston, Massachusetts, Nonesuch recording artist Lake Street Dive, geological expert Ken Lacavara, and from Moscow, Idaho, Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band. I'm Helen Forster. Right now, join me in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town at Red Rocks. And of course, you know why we're here, because Lake Street Dive is here. They are so good. They've been so good for a long time, and they somehow keep getting better. They started, some of you may know, back in 2004 when they were all students at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. They have slowly and steadily gone from playing bars and clubs and folk rooms and coffee houses to headlining festivals and bigger shows, touring all over the world. And this year, for the first time, having an album debut in the top 10 on Billboard. So they've been doing so many things well for so long. They're all great musicians and singers. And they found a sound together as a four-piece band that played to their strengths, mostly fun, original songs of love and love lost. On their latest record, Free Yourself Up, the fun is still there, and they've added material that speaks to the world we find ourselves in now. Political without being partisan, encouraging without being preachy, and that's pretty hard to do, so hats off to them. They've added a new member to the band as of 2017. Aki Bermis is in the band now, and they're all in fine form today. Right now, let's go to the stage at Red Rocks Amphitheater for some live music from Lake Street Dive.
I've gotta be honest with you, baby. This is not about love. I've gotta be honest with you, baby. I'm not above using you to get me through the night. Baby, don't leave me alone with my thoughts. I don't wanna get caught in the current of my mind. Baby, don't leave me alone with my thoughts. Ooh. I've gotta be honest with you, baby. This is not about love. I've gotta be honest with you, baby. Your heated hair brings me up. So I don't feel it.
That's Lake Street Dive live at Red Rocks. We're going to go backstage now and visit with the band. Welcome back, Lake Street Dive.
Hey, thanks.
You sound good on that great big stage with those huge rock walls.
Thank you.
It's kind of an imposing stage.
Yeah.
You've been on the stage before, but this is your first time headlining.
That is true.
It's obviously momentous, but does it feel kind of cosmic in other ways to be on the stage at Red Rocks?
It's a welcoming stage. It's on top of you. You rarely are in a situation where you are below the audience and you look up to them. And I really like that. You know, it's like a different experience. You're not lording over the crowd and being like, look at me. You're sort of, you know, beckoning to them like they're the gods. And you're saying like, here's my offering.
Yeah. It's the energy kind of flows down right to the stage. And so if it happens in a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to all of you on so many fronts. Not just the Red Rocks headlining thing, but also a new record. It debuted in the top 10, which is a big deal. Playing bigger and bigger rooms. It's been slow and steady because I know you've been a band for 14 years, but this must feel great.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing, actually. I feel like this is not the way that it usually works in the music industry, that you can just sort of like do your best and like try to get a little bit better every time. And then things actually continually grow. You know, there's so much that's out of your control with like success and popularity. And so I think we've really hit the jackpot.
Yeah. Well, it's also not an accident. It's not like it's just happening. Like, oh, wow, look, things are getting better. How cool. There's a lot of intention, a lot of work, a lot of, it's not easy to A, be in a band for 14 years, and B, constantly be looking to change it up and bring your audience to a new place. I think that you guys deserve some credit for thinking as songwriters about expanding the narrative a little bit on this record, certainly. Who's going to talk about that?
the convenient part about this is that it's all happening in real time, meaning while we started a band 14 years ago, we ourselves have also aged 14 years.
Yeah.
So we are now older than our younger selves, meaning we have grown as humans in addition to growing as a band. Meaning, I think that we have found that we want to expand our own creativity as artists and as people who write songs and play music. That's how we interpret the world around us. And so if there are things that are really tragic about the world, we will address them in song. If things are great in the world, we address them in song. Mm-hmm. Not only is it important for us as creative individuals, but it also, I think that we have decided that it would be disrespectful to our listening audience, our fans, if we didn't inhabit the world as it is.
Right.
You know, it would be sort of like, you know, it's not really happening.
Right.
Just shut up and listen to us.
Well,
you know, I mean, we can't ask that of them. We need to, you know, they need, I would imagine that they would also sort of feel robbed if we didn't address.
Yeah. Well, there is a very unifying thing that happens around music. There's a very spiritual thing that happens when people gather. They're all aiming at the stage. Their ears are open. They're occupied by what's coming from the stage. And it's an incredibly unifying experience, regardless of the style of music, in a relatively divisive time. And so just the act of standing on stage in front of an audience, you're going to invite this kind of connection and this kind of community.
Yeah, and I think, you know, kind of I think the focus isn't about preaching. It's about expressing how we feel,
right,
and being honest and being genuine, which is kind of it's the hardest thing about writing and playing music, but it is the most, in the end, gratifying thing about doing it.
And to be really clear, this is not a political record. This is love songs and love lost and all kinds of, you know, there's a lot of variety. There's a ton of fun. And it's got some themes and some edge that is absolutely, as you say, honest and reflective of what's going on. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town. We're at Red Rocks with Lake Street Dive. Hey, tell me a little bit about the new guy. Aki, he's been in the band for a year or more now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we love having Aki so much. He's really completes us in every way.
Oh, man.
That's beautiful.
Such a hallmark moment here. But there is a different thing because what you used to do as a four-piece was use your voices basically for those keyboard pads or string pad sounds in the songs. And so the keyboards bring so much flexibility to the songs. And does it kind of, you feel like freed up a little bit?
Completely freed up.
Yeah.
A, we can sing everything we were singing more in tune because we've got a sweet keyboard player laying it down. I think Mike Olson has been very excited to be a guitar player because he's had to play so many roles, being the lead and the main harmonic player in the band and just like laying everything down. It was a lot of work for him. And I don't know why we made him do that for so long. And and obviously there's a world of sounds and we're all into different styles of music. And we like to be like, let's put a synth on that and let's put this type of keyboard sound. And so it's like, it's really fun.
Well, as far as like collaborators too, I mean, that's just like a really cool thing about being at this stage in our career is that there are all these musicians that we've admired for a long time. For example, Josh Ritter that,
yeah, I was just gonna say.
You know, we get to like do these shows with and do songs together with. And it's just like a real dream to be able to be at that level where you can make a call and say like, hey, do you want to do this thing? And they'll be down.
That's really cool. Well, thanks for coming, stopping by and participating in another E-Town show. Music is an important thing in this modern time, and we have to do it. We have to keep playing. We have to keep making sure people come together and enjoy music and connect in whatever way we can. So thanks for doing your part.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the stage at Red Rocks now and welcome back Lake Street Dive.
How about our new keyboard player in the band, Aki Burmese? And you already know that he's amazing at the keys, but what you might not know is that Aki is also an incredible singer. And this beautiful space deserves to have Aki's voice ringing through it. So I'm gonna have him sing you a song right now.
That's Lake Street Dive from Boston, Massachusetts. Nonesuch Recording artist, their latest record is called Free Yourself Up. That's Rachel Price, Bridget Carney, Michael McDuck Olson, Michael Calabrese, and Aki Burmese.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Silk Soy Milk, made from natural, whole-harvested soybeans grown without genetic engineering right here in North America. Silk has soy protein, calcium, antioxidants, and omega-3s. Feel free to learn more at silksoymilk.com. By the way, if you've just tuned in and you want to hear the beginning of this program, the E-Town podcast will have this episode and others, along with tons of content from the E-Town archives. It's available for free in iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast directories. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. This is E-Town. Lake Street Dive will be back later in the show. And coming up, Josh Ritter. Before we bring them out, though, we get a chance every week to take a break from the music and talk about basically how we treat each other, how we treat the natural world. And often it's stories of people doing remarkable things in their communities. And once in a while, we get to visit with authors or scientists or policymakers who know an awful lot about something relevant. And that's what's happening this week. We're going to learn more about geology and dinosaurs in just a bit. Here comes Helen to tell you more.
Thanks, Nick. You know, when Nick and I go to Red Rocks, we're constantly saying to each other, wow, like, how did it get like this? Why does it look like this? How was it formed? And we thought it might be interesting to explore that. So Ken LaCavara is a noted American paleontologist and geologist who speaks all over the world. And you may have even heard him on E-Town a while back. He's also our good friend and a great guy, and he's going to shed some light on how Red Rocks came to be.
Welcome back to E-Town, Ken.
Thanks, Nick. Great to be back with you.
What story does Red Rocks tell us as we walk into the park?
Well, it's amazing, Nick. And, you know, you stare at those rocks and you're really staring at one of the most remarkable episodes of Earth history. It's a time about 300 million years ago when the climate got out of whack. So right now we have about 21% oxygen in the atmosphere. In the Carboniferous, it goes up to 35% oxygen.
Wow.
And the result of that is that certain animals, like bugs, they get huge. Bugs are essentially limited in size by how much oxygen they can diffuse into their bodies. They don't respire actively like we do with lungs. They just kind of absorb their oxygen through osmosis.
Wow.
So when there's 35% oxygen in the atmosphere 300 million years ago, you have dragonflies with a wingspan of an eagle and mayflies the size of sparrows and pill bugs like roly-polies that were as long as a car. And this is all going on when Colorado is basically two giant mountainous islands, one towards the east and one over to the west in the Four Corners area.
These are ocean islands, just like...
Yeah, they're ocean islands. Yeah.
Wow.
And because the atmosphere has so much oxygen, when those mountains start to erode and shed sediment down to the coastal plain, they oxidize, they rust. And so you're basically looking at the rusty sands and gravel put off from these islands 300 million years ago. And that's what makes the rocks at Red Rocks.
Right.
The rocks, when they form, they're very rusty, right? They're oxidizing. And so all the sand and all the gravel that flows down those ancient rivers that deposited the sediment that now makes up Red Rocks is all extremely rusty.
Hmm. So what gave Red Rocks its hue and its color is essentially rust, the oxidizing of the rocks because of the high oxygen level in the atmosphere at the time that those rocks were formed. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And when you have iron in the sediment, there's always a little bit of iron that travels along with all the other things. If that's exposed to oxygen, it rusts. There's an old saying that when Mother Nature paints, she dips her brush in iron.
Hmm.
And that's exactly what you see there.
Wow.
And then about 75 million years ago, the Pacific Plate slides under the western part of North America. And as a result, the western third of North America rises up by about a mile.
Wow.
So the crust cracks right at the Front Range. And the Colorado Plateau and the Rockies are formed, and then the Great Plains, they stay flat to the east. And at that time, the Rocky Mountains are more like the Himalayan Plateau, and then erosion does its work, and it starts to cut the canyons, and it starts to cut the valleys, and then you end up with the topography of the Rockies. And a little bit later, then, what we see is that as the sea level rises, it goes up through the center of North America, and you end up with a coast right out, essentially, where Boulder is.
Wow.
And if you go just across to the next ridge, that's Dinosaur Park, and you'll see thousands and thousands of Jurassic dinosaur tracks on a 150-million-year-old beach that was on a mangrove coast just, you know, a mile away from Red Rocks.
That's so wild. And what kind of dinosaur action would there have been at Red Rocks 75 million years ago after this thing had happened?
So really famous dinosaurs like Brontosaurus, Apatosaurus, Allosaurus, Stegosaurus, some of the best known and earliest discovered dinosaurs were found just nearby.
Wild. Well, Ken, this is really helpful, and it's really cool just to get another sense and another perspective. We've done a bunch of shows at Red Rocks, and of course, it's become, you know, one of the most iconic venues in the world. People always talk about how amazing it is to play there, and partly it's because the stage is at the bottom. And those rock walls kind of frame and form this incredible audio and visual funnel for all this great energy to come back and forth. And it's a powerful place to both stand on the stage and to be part of the audience. But I love the idea that we can learn a little more about how it came to be, the history of it, and put it in a more sort of geological time context. So thanks so much for that.
Sure, Nick. Yeah, it's my pleasure.
If you'd like to learn more about Ken Lacavara and his work, feel free to visit our website, etown.org. And let us know how you feel about this segment or the show in general. We'd love to get your feedback. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, or email info@etown.org.
Thank you, Helen. We've got more music coming up from Lake Street Dive in just a little while. Right now, I want to tell you about our next guest. Josh Ritter has been on E-Town a few times, but I'm pretty sure this is the first time he's been with us with his full band, the Royal City Band, some of whom have been playing with Josh for more than 15 years. You probably know that Josh is an author. Obviously, he's a songwriter. He's also a dad and band leader and a working musician who's collaborated lately with Bob Weir, among many others. So right now, let's go to the stage at Red Rocks and check out some songs from Josh Ritter.
These chords are old, but we shake hands. I believe that they're the good guys. We can use all the help we can. So many minor chords outside. I fell in love with the sound. Oh, I'd love to sing along with you. We got tunes we kicked around. We got a bucket that the tones go through. If we both had dry spells, hard times, and bad lands, I'm a good man for ya. I'm a good man. There was a horse in the road, and I was twisting in the hairpins. My hands held on, my mind let go. Back to you, my heart went skipping. I found the inside of the road. I thought about the first time that I met you, and all those glances that we stole. Sometimes if you want them, then you've got to. If we both had dry spells, hard times, and bad lands, I'm a good man for ya. I'm a good man.
They shot a western south of here. They had him cornered in a canyon, and even his horse had disappeared. They said he got run down by a bad, bad man. You're not a good shot, but I'm worse. There's so much where we ain't been. Yeah, swing it high me on this horse. The only thing we'll hit is sunset. We both had dry spells, hard times, and bad lands. I'm a good man for ya. I'm a good man. Babe, we both had, you and I both had. Babe, we both had, you and I both had.
That's Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band. The latest record is called Gathering. That's Josh Ritter on vocals and guitars, along with Josh Kaufman, Zach Hickman, Ray Rizzo, and Sam Kassir. Let's go backstage and visit with Josh. Welcome to E-Town at Red Rocks. Congratulations. This must be fun.
Thank you. Yes. It's just incredible to be here.
Yeah. You've been on this stage before.
Once before. Yeah. Yeah. And to be back is a treat.
It's kind of a unique place to play, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's like being I imagine, you know, just that the frame is so gorgeous, yeah. You know? Yeah.
Even when you don't think about the geology behind it.
Yeah.
And being on the show with Lake Street Dive, you've got a nice long history with those guys.
Totally. Yeah. We've known each other for a long time and playing shows with them all over the place. And I'm so proud to be here with them.
So you've been on the road touring with those guys?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
In general, we've done a lot of shows together.
And generally with your band?
Yes. Yeah.
So the Royal City Band, some of those guys, I know Zach was with us when we were together in Boone not that long ago, but some of those guys you've been playing music with for a long time, right?
Yeah. I think Zach and I have been playing since, it feels like, maybe 1935. And we've been playing together since we both started playing music, so almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And Sam, my keyboard player and oftentimes producer, he is as well, like maybe like 17 years. It's amazing how it adds up.
Yeah. You know, I was talking with those guys, the Lake Street Dive guys, having been in a band for 14 years.
Yeah.
So you must develop some of that rapport with your band guys.
Oh, I think one of the things that we all crave as human beings is telepathy, you know, and like it's the comfort of knowing what somebody else is thinking. And you only get that in a very few sacred relationships. And I think being on stage is one of those, yeah. You know, when you spend time with somebody on stage, and not only on stage, but, you know, at the Flying J rest stop at like 3 o'clock in the morning and you have to use one of the showers, you know, there. And there are so many like experiences that you have that are so personal and involve such a great group of people. I feel very lucky to be on the road and be able to share that language.
Yeah, it is like a secret language. You've got stories and in-jokes and history that you share that it's hard for somebody else to come in from the outside and even participate.
It's a family. It's.
That's really cool. So you go back and forth between playing solo shows and playing with your band.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of people who can do that. Do you find that you have to sort of gear up for a solo show in ways that you can kind of breeze into a show when you're with your band or anything like that?
There's a difference that is the energy on stage that you create for yourself when you're playing alone is different than the energy that you kind of pass around as a band. And it's all very mysterious, but I think in the end, I'm always looking for the fire that makes it feel special, the moment feel special. And, and whether that happens with us all together as a band or whether it's happening in a solo situation, there's always a kind of a spark that I feel like you're trying to carry from song to song, to kind of start a new fire each time you play.
Sure.
But I love playing with the band because there's a feeling like we're all in it together and we're all right. taking part in this really special experience. You miss that sometimes.
Sure.
I feel that playing solo is what keeps ideas sharp and throws into focus things that I am working on in my music, and is, I think it's a really special thing, and it's an opportunity that I love to take.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you in some ways rely on the audience to provide the spark.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes that moment happen in real time.
You can get closer sometimes.
Yeah. Cool. Well, listen, I think it's really great that you're on the bill with here at Red Rocks with Lake Street Dive. It's cool to see you again.
It's great to see you.
May the trend continue. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's get back to the stage at Red Rock for some more music from Josh Ritter.
Thank you. I'm going to try a new song. I seen my brother in a stranger's face. I seen my sister in a smile. My mother's laughter in a far-off place. My father's footsteps in each mile. I thought I knew who my neighbor was. We didn't need to be redeemed. Oh, what could I have been thinking of? Was it all some kind of dream? I seen my country in the hungry eyes of a million refugees. Between the rocks and the rising tide, as they were tossed across the sea. There was a time when we were them, just as now they all are we. Was there an hour when we took them in, or was it all some kind of dream? I saw the children in the holding pens. I saw the families ripped apart. And though I try, I cannot begin to know what it did inside their hearts. There was a time when we held them close and weren't so cruel, low, and mean. And we did good unto the least of those. Or was it all some kind of dream? I saw justice with a tattered hand. I saw compassion on the run. But I saw dignity in spite of them. I prayed its day would finally come. There was a time when we chose our sides and we refused to live between. We rose to fight for what we knew was right. Or was it all some kind of dream? Last night I lay in my true love's bed, and she lay there close beside. And we lay thinking about what lay ahead, and wondering if the sun would rise. For it seems that these are darker days than any others that we've seen. Oh, how we wish that we weren't wide awake and this was all some kind of dream. Oh, how we wish that we weren't wide awake and this was all some kind of dream. Thank you very much.
That's Josh Ritter from Moscow, Idaho, now living in New York City. Latest record is called Gathering.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Z-A-Y-O.com. By the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. And by our diverse family of NPR affiliates and community stations, plus college and commercial stations, as well as our international stations and podcast subscribers worldwide. Thank you for your continued support. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. I'd like to say hello to our listeners who hear E-Town on stations like WEVL, Weevil down in Memphis, Tennessee, on KROK, K-Rock in Leesville, Louisiana, and on UMFM, the Faculty of Sound in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you'd like some more information about any of our guests this week or like to get some more information about how to get tickets to a live show, all that's online at etown.org. And of course, you can always download the E-Town smartphone app to hear this and many other shows in their entirety. All right, we are wrapping things up here at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Amazing place, amazing day, some great music from both Josh Ritter and Lake Street Dive, and we're not done yet. Right now, we're going to go back to the stage at Red Rocks and hear some more music from Lake Street Dive.
Applause for Josh Ritter. We've been really big fans of Josh Ritter for a long time, and one of the first tours, great tours that we ever did, Josh took us out with them on the road, and we played some of the biggest shows we had yet, and they did such a wonderful thing taking us out with them because nobody knew who we were, and we were really grateful for that. So we want to bring out Josh right now, have him play one of his songs that I love so much.
Hello.
Peter said to Paul, you know all those words we wrote are just the rules of the game, and the rules are the first to go. Now talking to God is Laurel begging Hardy for a gun. I got a girl in the warm and I wonder what it is we done.
Paul said to Beatty, gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the devil from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. She makes it through.
Cause the keys to the kingdom got locked inside the kingdom. And the angels fly around in there, but we can't see them. And I got a girl in the war, Paul, I know that they can hear me yell. They can't find a way to help, or they can go to hell. And if they can't find a way to help, or they can go to hell. Thank you.
Paul said to Peter, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, her eyes are like champagne. They sparkle, bubble over, and in the morning all you got is rain. They sparkle, bubble over, and in the morning all you got is rain. They sparkle, bubble over, and in the morning all you got is rain. Hey, hey.
That we felt witnessing injustices in the world and feeling powerless against the people that commit these injustices. But we also want music to be inspiration for people to make the changes that they want to see in the world. And so that's also what this song is about. And we hope that you'll sing along with us at the end if you feel so moved.
Shame, shame, shame.
Thank you. All right.
I'm Nick Forster. We're wrapping things up here at Red Rocks this week. Thanks to all our guests, Josh Ritter, Ken LaCavara, Lake Street Dive, Helen Forster. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Produced by a donor-supported nonprofit organization with help from all of our fine staff, and this week with special help from AEG. The show is recorded live at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado. To reach us, send an email to info@etown.org or connect with us on Twitter or Facebook. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you. This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.